Shalosh Artzis L'Chazaka Yehudei V'Yardei V'Hagalil. The Mishnah says that for Dinei Chazaka, it depends where you are. Hayav Yehuda Hizif V'Galil, V'Galil Hizif Yehuda Eina Chazaka Ad She'ei Imai B'Medina Hachas. Tanakama holds that all that we've learned about Chazaka applies only if the two parties are in the same Medina. But if they're in a different Medina, and the Gemara says b'shas cheirim shanu, a different Medina b'shas cheirim, then chazaka does not apply. Rabbi Yehuda is going to argue. Now, before we begin, I just want you to know that there are going to be two pshatim in the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. One is the pshat in the sugya of Daf Lamed Ches, which we're going to learn, and the second is the sugya of Daf Lamed Tes. Amarava, which at least the way Tysus learns on Lama Tess, Amarava is saying a different pshat in the Machlaikas. So you should know that there are two pshatim in the Machlaikas. But let's start with the Chachamim. The Chachamim are the Shita that we pass in like, the smaller Chiddush. And the Chachamim say that it's a Medina Acheres, Bishas Cherem, it's a place where it's not Mitzuya, it's to travel from one to the other, then it's not a Chazaka. Why is it not a chazaka? So the Rashbam tells us, and Taisa says as well, because the macha is not hurt. The macha is not hurt to the other Medina because it's a shasacherim, the news doesn't travel, and b'shasacherim, the macha is not hurt. What about the chazaka? The chazaka is hurt? So Taisa says, yes, the chazaka is hurt. A chazaka you're more likely to hear because you ask about your property. You're in a different Medina, you ask, what's going on with my property? But a macha, nobody asks after a macha. So memela, so taisus is aside. We had a similar taisus, I think, on Chav Chesam at Beis. Taisus said once before also that a chazaka is more nishmas than a macha. And Taisus said, said the same thing, that a chazaka is easier to hear than a macha. Now I want to point out to you that it's not Taisus Chiddush, it's the Gemara. Because you see, the first word of the Gemara says, Maikasav, Rikasav, Macha Shaloi Befanav. The Gemara jumps into the question of macha, not the question of chazaka. So, chayra, this pshat appears to be muchrach in this Gemara. Now, there are a few points, important points. First, the Rashbam. The Rashbam explains the Mishnah Kedarkai with an Arichus in Dibra Mastal Haya. But he says two things. He says the Macha is not heard. He could have stopped right there. It's not a Chazaka, because he can't hear the Macha, it's not a Chazaka. And then he is at the end of the Rashbam, Dibra Maskel Haya, Haya loy lezeh hamazik lizar bishtare, shahre yedeh hashem balakarka yachol limchas. That the person who owns the shtar, the says the muzik, he should watch his shtar. Since the other person is a place he can't be meicha, he has to watch his shtar. What does the Rashbam need that for? Why does the Rashbam need that added line? L'chaira, if I would teach this Mishnah, I would say, if you're in one Medina, and someone's in a Medina that's at war, behind a boundary that's b'shas acherim, that there's no communication from one to the other, there's limited communication from one to the other, then the chazaka is not a chazaka because he can't make a machal. I would have stopped there. Rashbam adds a second akuda. He says, and therefore, the owner of the bar purchaser of the field, the person says he bought it, he has to watch his shtar no matter what. He's got to watch his shtar even more than 3 years because the other person is in a Medina Rechaika. Rashbam seems to be saying that the ik and the akuda here is not the fact that he can't make a machah. The Ikan Akuda is that Hoyalai Lizar Bishtare. that under the circumstances, he should have watched the shtar. In other words, we're throwing a job on a mozik. You buy a field, you have a shtar, you learn Cheskes Habatim. Now, if you didn't get to Daf Lamed Ches, you'll be in trouble. Because you're going to buy a field, you have a shtar, you throw it away after 3 years. And you don't know that if the person is in a different place, in a different medina, you still have to keep your, you have to keep, b'shas cheirim, that you have to still keep your shtar. But, you know, Baruch Hashem we know, so we know that you have to keep your shtar. That throws a big job on the buyer. He's got to keep track of where the other person is. Okay. The Emes is that way, and the Rashbam says. There's a machlaikis regarding a macha in Simin Kuf Mem Vav. In Shulchan Aruch, it talks about, and it comes from a Gemara later, if I make a proper macha, and the Eidim don't tell anybody, so it's still a good macha. I did what I had to do. I, the Marzik, didn't hear about it. You know, those are the breaks. If I make a macha and the Eidim didn't tell anybody, it's still a good macha. If I make a macha and I tell the Eidim, don't tell anyone about this macha, then it's not a good macha. That's not a good macha. That's a macha. You're telling him, I want to make a macha, Pleiades in my field, but don't tell anybody. So Shulchan Aruch says that that's not a good macha. Sakta Shach. What happens if I make a macha and I say, don't tell anybody? I tell the Eidim, don't tell anyone. But the Eidim, they're not listening to me. They go and they tell, send a message to the Mazik. You should know, he made a macha. He told us not to tell anyone. We'll tell you anyway. Are they doing him a favor? Or are they doing him an avla? The Eidim, again, there's a mozik. There's someone in the field. There's the Marikama. Marikama comes over to two Eidim and he says, I want to make an official macha, but don't tell anyone. Now, if they pass on the word, they're not going to listen to him. They pass on the word. They're friends of the Marzik. So they tell the Marzik. Are they doing him a favor? Are they doing him an avla? If they don't say anything, it's not a macha. Right? What happens if they do say? What happens if they say, no, we're going to warn him, we're going to tell him? So there's a machlaik is the shach and the ketzais. The shach says, if they tell him, plainly made a macha and he said, don't tell anyone. So that's nothing. Why? Because the mozik here is that the plainly made a bad macha. So I made a macha where he said, don't tell anyone. That's not a good macha. So Mimela, if they tell him, plainly made a macha and he said, don't tell anyone. So they don't have to watch the shtar, because it's as if he didn't make a macha. But they told him that it was a bad macha. They told him it was a macha. What? But they told him he made a macha which Bezdin will never accept. Bezdin doesn't accept such a macha. But vice versa, the shach. Let's say they wouldn't say Pliny made a bad macha. They would just say Pliny made a macha. That's all. You should know Pliny made a macha. Watch out. The shach says, if that's what happened, then it's a good macha. He has to watch his shtar. He has to desire his shtar, then it's a good macha. The ktsai says he doesn't understand. The ktsai is sefkat malif. He says, I don't understand. What do you mean it's a good macha? The macha is a bad macha. The macha itself is no macha. The only person that can make a macha is a marikama. Just because they told the person, plainly made a macha, what does that change anything? He still didn't make a macha. He didn't make a macha. So think twice, what would happen if someone's mazik in a field, the Marikama doesn't make any macha for 3 years. But some people go and they tell the Mazik, they lie to him. They say, Pliny did make a Macha. Baloney. They tell him Pliny made a Macha. Let's say I have a friend who owns a house in Brooklyn. He goes away. Someone else is sitting in the house. Someone else is in the house. I want to protect my friend. My friend didn't make a Macha. I want to protect him. So I go over, me and someone else, we go over, and we lie. We tell the Mazik, you should know, Pliny made a Macha, you better watch your star. And that way, we're hoping to protect him. Dr. Kisais, would anybody say that that works? Avadanish, there was no Macha. But why don't you pretend there's a Macha? Bottom line, there was no Macha. If there's no Macha, what? Amigo, if he wants to lie, he has amigo. But let's say he's telling the truth. Honest person. Everyone's telling the truth. They're saying, I mean, someone's lying between the Marikama and the Milsik. But they're going to tell him the truth. They're saying, we just told him there was a Macha, it wasn't true. We told him there's a Macha.
The Marikama has an amigo. Believe me, it's mine, but I could have said that I made a Macha.
The Marikama says, believe me, it's mine. Was he going to find Aiden that he made a Macha? Unless they're willing to lie that he made a Macha. So they're not willing to lie. They said they told Pliny he made a Macha. They're not going to tell Bezin he made a Macha. They find the truth of that. So Ktsai says, it's ridiculous. That's not a Macha. That's no good. So this is exactly the same thing. He made a Macha, which makes no sense. He made a Macha and saying, don't tell anybody. So that's not a Macha. So Ktsai says that it's... That it doesn't work. The Nesivis says the Ktsais is right. He is small Ktsivis. He says the Ktsais it makes sense. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, he doesn't understand why the Ktsais and Nesivis feel it makes so much sense. The Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't understand. The whole purpose of a Macha is that Pliny should be Zara B'Shtare. It should be a Chasar. Why? Why weren't you Zar Bishtari? After the Shtar. So if someone told him that Pliny made a Macha, what's the difference if it is true, if it's not true, if it was a good Macha, if it was a bad Macha? This is the Sarn of after the Shtar. The whole binion of Hilchis Chazaka is Gebayt. And after the Shtar. So here, there's a problem. Where's your Shtar? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that the Shach is correct. If you create, even artificially, you create a situation where there's a taino, where is your shtar, so then it should work. So Rav Scheinberg in the Tabas HaChayshin writes that this machlaikis comes down to the machlaikis of how chazaka works. We learned already the Ktsais, who holds that the ikar is Chazaka is Takanas Chachamim, like the Rosh Hashita. Then it's a Takanah de Rabbanan. What does that mean? It means the Rabbanan said, we give you a right to get rid of your shtar after 3 years. We give you a right to make a Macha. It's a Takanah de Rabbanan. If you don't keep to the Takanah, so you're not protected. You didn't make a Macha. You didn't follow the rules of the Takanah de Rabbanan. So then you have no protection. Your protection is when you keep to the rules. Make sense? However, the Shach goes with Rav Rishayim, who say it's not a Takanas Chachamim, it's a Svara. It works in Svara. And he holds, like the Mahalach, that the Iker is Achvishtarcha. The Iker Chsarin is the Chsarin of Achvishtarcha. So everything comes down to a question of achi shtarcha, of should you have a shtar or you shouldn't have a shtar. That's what it comes down to. So it doesn't matter what happened in between. The question is the bottom line. Should you have watched your shtar or you shouldn't have watched your shtar? That's what it comes down to. And that's the shita of the Shach, that even if you tell him that Pliny made a macha and he made a bad macha, that's good enough. That macha is good enough to ruin your chazak. That's the mahalach and the machlaikis between the Ktsais and the Shach. Where the Nesivis fills in, we'll have to figure out some other time. But at least the Ktsais, who holds the Tzakon HaChachamim, the Shach will go with the Mahalach. It's a Svara. They fit. It fits very Gishmak. This Rashbam, if you understand the way the Shach understands, the way the Aruch HaShulchan is explaining, that whatever happens, you have to come back to Achdi Shtarcha. Whatever Cheshbainus you have, at the end of the day, you have to go back to Achdi Shtarcha and see, should he have kept the Shtar, or he shouldn't have kept the Shtar. This Rashbam is meduyik, that he's concerned. If I'm going to tell you, if you're in America and you're in Russia, so it's b'shas hacheirim, they're at war, and you're not going to be able to hear about the mecha, so it's not a good mecha, so it's not a good chazaka. So you're going to tell me, but what's with Achdi Shtarcha? It's 3 years. 3 years passed. He's going to lose the shtar. So the Rashbam must hear this knech. The mashmois of this Rashbam is that the Rashbam shita is, and that's kind of the way we have done when we learned Lamed Amud Aleph, the sugya there, that the Rashbam shita is that the ikar is not that it's a takaras chacham, but it's gebayt. Everything's gebayt at Achdi Shtarcha. That if there's a taina, where's your shtar? Then it's not a chazaka. If there's no shtar, then it is a chazaka. So the Rashbam adds here, it's chiddush, tremendous chiddush, that if you buy a field and you have a shtar and you want to be able to lose the shtar, the expectation is that you're going to know where the Mori Kama is. It's a tremendous chiddush. Most people buy a house, you don't keep track of the person you bought the house from, where he moved. The Rashbam says yes. He's supposed to know where he is and the name of for the first 3 years. Yeah. So this is the chiddush of the Rashbam, and it's clear that the Rashbam holds that everything comes down to Achdi Shtarcha. That's why he explains it. Now there is a machlokes rishayim. What is pshat in the Mishnah that he was in Galut? I'm in Yehuda, he's in Galut. Doesn't mean he was in Galut all 3 years? Or does it mean that he's in Galut for a part of the 3 years? When I say a part, I mean the end of the 3 years. How does Chazaka work? He's in Galut all 3 years? Then it's not a... Then he can't make a Bechah? Was it enough that he's there at the end of the 3 years? The Rashba in Asugya seems to say that he has to be there the entire 3 years. The Rashban Asugi says it's enough the end of the 3 years. The Ramban, Chavtes Amud Beis, says that you need the whole 3 years. It's Ramban Shita that you should be away the whole 3 years. Now, before I get into it, this Rashban is easier to understand like the Ramban. But according to the Ramban, it's only not a chazaka if he was there all 3 years. Obviously, when I brought it to him, the first day he was here. But it means that he immediately left. Now, he's there all 3 years. According to the Rashba, that it's enough the end of the 3 years. He went there for a vacation for 1 month. It's a little harder to understand. I'm the buyer. I'm supposed to keep track of where he is every month of the 3 years. According to the Ramban, it's a little more gishmak. According to the Ramban, the buyer will watch his shtar depending on where the seller is. So he keeps track of the seller. Like the Ramban, he doesn't keep precise track of the seller. But if the seller, the whole 3 years, is in a different medina, sometime during the 3 years, he'll be aware of it. So what the Rashbam says, like the Ramban, is Yaisa Mestaver. However, according to the Rashba, it's a tremendous chiddush. The Rashba is saying that even if he's there just the last month of the 3 years, for 2 years and 11 months, he's here in the Medina. And then he went up to the Gulf for vacation for the last month. So the person is supposed to keep track. That's a tremendous chiddush. Like that sheet, that's a tremendous chiddush. We had in Muki Yosef earlier in the parak. The chalikus is to make it ois chazaka. Does he have to be there the whole 3 years? Or does he have to be there if he's there the last month? That's enough because he couldn't make a machad the last month. So Mamela, he has a time that's not a chazaka. And the stay after Marikama goes to goal the last month of the 3 years. He's tiny, it's not a chazaka. I couldn't make a machad. Is that a tiny or is not a tiny? We had in the Muki Yosef, at the beginning of the parak. The question is, what is the case of the Tanakhama's Kiddush Loyava Chazaka? Rabbi Yehuda holds Haba Chazaka no matter what. Even worst case scenario, even if he's away the whole 3 years. So that's for sure. All 3 years. You see, in Rabbi Yehuda, it is that way. Because Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Havi Chazaka. So he's saying, Havi Chazaka all 3 years. And if he was here for a year and he went away for 2 years, Koshke. Yehuda's Chiddush is all 3 years, that's for sure. Question when the Tanakhama says Lo Yavah Chazaka, he's zecha talking if he's away all 3 years. Is he also talking if he's away only for a month? So that's the Shaila. So where was the Rashba? Then Muki Yosef said it as a klal. Yeah. Remember, we compared this to Muki Yosef. Now we compared the Ketzais, compared the Muki Yosef to the philosophy of Shia, the site of Aynas. Muki Yosef said that in every chazaka of Gimel Shanim, everything depends on the last month. Muki Yosef was on Tezvav and Beis in the Dafim of the Muki Yosef. He says, "Afilu haya b'tchila shalosh b'makim harayim chayis v'lay micha." That even if the last month he's far away, it ruins the chazaka, because maybe he wanted to come back. The Ketzais compared this, the Ketzais in the beginning of Kuf Mem Gimel, the Ketzais compared this to Tfilasi B'Pshia, the Sefer Ba'inis. That for you didn't make a Macha the first 2.5 years because you were lazy. But you rely, you make a Macha the last month. The last month you went away. 6 months, whatever it was, you went away. And then you didn't make it back. So he says that that's considered an Ainis. And it ruins the Chazaka. So Muki Yosef holds like the Rashba of Asogia that everything goes according to the end, according to the last month, which if we name this on as the Ikala Halacha is a tremendous chiddush now. If you buy a field and you want to have a chazaki after 3 years, you want to be able to throw away your shtar, you have to keep track of the person you bought it from, where he is at the end of the 3 years. Where is he? What? But you don't need the whole 3 years. Because the whole 3 years, all you need is once you find out he's away, if you have to keep track all 3 years, if it's only not a chazak if he's away all 3 years, so I understand that I would hear about it. He's away all 3 years. All I have to know is that he's here a little bit, and I could get rid of my shtar. But here, I have to really know at the end. The way it's enough, I find out just at the end. But okay. One more nakuda here. Please turn to Lamed Amud Aleph. Chazara is always good. Chaza quickly a small piece of Gemara and a Rashbam. The two dots, a little past halfway on Lamed Amud Aleph. Who do Amalei lechavri my boys by Beisa? What are you doing in my house? Amalei min al sedinte v'chalte shnei chazaka. Amalei b'shukei b'roi havi. I was far away. I couldn't make a mecha. Look at that. You don't have to get to Daf Lamed Ches to notice. It's really the same thing. He's saying I was far away, and therefore I didn't make a mecha. I know you come in 30 days every year. I come in 30 days, it's for business. I'm busy in the shuk, and therefore those 30 days don't count. And the rest of the time I was in a different medina. Look at the Rashbam. The fourth wide line. This Rashbam l'chayr is saisa our Rashbam. Beretz merchakim, mokim shein shayores mitzuriyos, v'lo yadati, l'kach lo'y mechisi. V'tadam b'pirkin daf lamed ches, ha'yu b'yudev ezi b'gol le'in echazaka, she'imay b'medina v'yisei malchus. What's he saying here? Just these first two lines. He's saying, lo yadati, l'kach lo'y mechisi. What does that mean? Lo yadati, l'kach lo'y mechisi? Lo yadati means, I didn't hear the chazaka. And therefore, I didn't make a mecha. This Rashbam seems to say that the reason it's not a chazaka is because you don't hear about the chazaka in a far country. By us, it seems clear that you're not believed to say you didn't hear the chazaka. A person's not neman to say you didn't hear the chazaka. To Taina, I couldn't have made a mecha. Even if I would have made a mecha, it wouldn't count. We said then from the Nesivis that even though a person normally it's assumed you hear a chazaka, if the Muzik tain is bari, if you tain a bari that you didn't hear the chazaka, Nesivis said that you can still tain to that. If you tain, I'm sure I didn't hear the chazaka, we assume you heard it. It's not so strong that it's a chazaka you heard. We assume you heard it. But if you say, I definitely didn't hear it, then you believed. What? Okay, one second. On the kasha that from Asugi it sounds like you heard the chazaka, Nesiva said this teretz. Nesiva said, if you're taina, you didn't have the chazaka, so you can say such a taina, I didn't hear the chazaka. Good. So that explains the Rashbam. But why did the Rashbam need that? Why didn't the Rashbam just say that I was Beshuki Brai, I was in Galu, in Eivre Yarden, and I Tucker heard it, but Leivachisi, because of the fact that there was purpose in doing a Mecha when I'm far away. Mechais don't help from far away. Why didn't the Rashbam say that? It's strange that he says something, and he says, but pshat is, you hear the chazaka, you just don't hear the mecha. So it's says chazaka. Why didn't the Rashbam go with that mahalach over here? That loy mochisi, because it doesn't make sense to make a mecha from far away. Why did I make a mecha when I came in? Because when I came in, I was torah. And we said, it's not mistaver when you come in, you're so torah. So I said, it means I was so torah that I forgot. Shukhafti, not because I didn't have time. But Lamaisa, why did the Rashbam, why was he Mishana? I see that the Tumim is the Kasha, the Rambam is the Kasha, the Stephen. And, okay, I guess I have till Sunday to try to find the Teretz. Okay, we'll start the Gemara Mitzvah Hashem as well on Sunday.